85 degrees and sunny in Nashville, headed towards a projected high in the mid-80s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. President Donald Trump announced he was firing Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem minutes before she delivered the keynote speech for a conference of servicemen in Nashville. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao was there when it happened. She reports that Noem didn't acknowledge the announcement during her speech, and during the Q&A afterwards, the officers at the conference didn't either.
The energy in the room was still very much focused on these questions of how local law enforcement will, you know, interact with the federal government. A lot of them focused on sort of frustration with sanctuary cities and sanctuary city policies. You know, the last time Noem was here in Nashville, she was sort of decrying Nashville as a sanctuary city, although legally speaking, it is not, because we have laws on the books against that. But there is a bill in the state legislature this session that would require local law enforcement to partner with ICE, sort of taking away the choice of that voluntary program from cities like Nashville and Memphis.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been able to make arrests on Nashville streets without a formal 287G agreement by partnering with the Tennessee Highway Patrol. A three-judge panel heard oral arguments yesterday in a case that centers on the governor's authority to send Tennessee National Guard troops to Memphis as part of a crime-fighting federal law enforcement surge. Democratic state and local officials filed the lawsuit last year. They say Governor Bill Lee overstepped state law and the Tennessee Constitution. A judge sided with them last year, but her order blocking the deployment was put on hold pending appeal. Yesterday, an attorney for the plaintiffs argued that the Guard is a militia and that the Memphis Safe Task Force does not count as one of the few circumstances when the governor is authorized to deploy them. Further, they argued that Lee cannot make that decision unilaterally. In the governor's defense, Solicitor General Matt Rice said the deployment was within Lee's legal authority, citing sovereign immunity. The Tennessee Lookout reports he also said the plaintiffs shouldn't have standing in the suit because they failed to show any personal injury caused by the deployment. And he told judges that crime levels in Memphis justified the action. The Tennessee Court of Appeals did not rule yesterday and did not say when they would issue their opinion. Well, last summer, a Tennessee video clip went viral showing a zebra dangling from a helicopter. That was after a days-long pursuit for the runaway pet named Ed, who was airlifted back to his family from a pasture in Rutherford County. Now a new exotic animal is on the loose in Middle Tennessee, an oryx. The animal has been spotted trotting around Jolton, showing up in yards, in wooded areas, and on roadways. The oryx is a type of antelope with distinctive black and white markings on its face and legs, and impressive horns that can grow more than 3 feet long. It's unclear where the oryx may have come from, but Cheatham County authorities tell WKRN they've passed the case on to Metro Animal Control. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.